Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Ascension Secrets of Saint Germain show. I'm Troika Saint Germain, and I have, in my opinion, an extremely interesting guest this evening. The old term for what he does is geomancer. He works with the earth and with the earth grids and healing the earth and the crystalline structure within, and he also heals humans, too. And without further ado, let me bring him on the air. His name is Charles André. Charles, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm still recovering from a weekend in San Francisco and the WESAC Festival. Maybe tomorrow I can actually get some sleep, but it's been a great time. So, I met Charles through a friend, and we have a mutual friend, and he told her that he was coming up to Mount Shasta, and she said, oh, you've got to call Troika, and he did, and I had a whole bunch of things planned for that weekend, but when I talked to Charles, I just knew intuitively that I had to stop everything I was doing and meet with him, and I did, and we had a great time doing a lot of earth healing, and I was able to show him to some unique places in Mount Shasta that very few people know about. And getting to know him over that weekend, it was quite interesting to me. He's a surveyor by trade, and he gets his messages from spirit by seeing maps. And the maps that he's shown are things that I couldn't read, but because he's a surveyor, he knows how to read them. Why don't you tell people how that started and how and some of your experiences with that? And
oh, let's see. The first time it started was actually was living on the East Coast, and we're going to take a vacation in Arizona. So I pulled out a map and sat down and started looking at it, and these two places just popped right out and said, just like, you need to be there. And at the time, one of them had a name. One of them was in Utah, and the other one was just a spot on the map. And it wasn't until we got to Arizona that I actually was able to get a bigger map and find out where I needed to go. And it was most interesting because Utah turned out that we were there to not only heal the earth, but to let a bunch of entities go to the light. And that was interesting all by itself, because I had no idea what I was supposed to do until I got into town. And it was in the middle of the night, I was woken up and with a very distinctly in my ear, they said, it's up the street and around the corner. And sure enough, we went up the road, having never been there before, and turned to go over towards Cortez, and there was a spot there that needed to be healed. Well, my impression of it was back during the Indian times, they had a group of Indians had been caught in a flash flood, and they all died there very suddenly. So it wasn't like a normal occurrence where they had to, you know, where if you would die, you would just go over to the other side of the veil. They were still, some of their energy was still left there and needed to be released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the first time I can actually remember being told to go somewhere in that respect. Now it happens more often, and usually by now I have a, you know, they show me a place and I'll have some kind of idea of where and what I'm, you know, when and where and what I'm supposed to do there. It's been it's always very interesting. I came back from, every time I come back from one of my little adventures, there's always some new, it's like there's a new way to do something. So as I work with the earth works with me, and I pick up new techniques on for healing and finding things. So yeah, it's been more and more interesting,
mm-hmm.
and it's coming. The more I use it, the more it appears. It's even to the point now where it's starting to appear as spots that other people need to go when I'm doing like a reading on them.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that occur. I've actually been able to get two people connected together that are supposed to be into the same, go to the same place together and do earth healing. And for me, it's just a matter of getting them connected. What they do with it is up to them. Yeah.
Well, I remember when you came to Mount Shasta, you knew that you needed to go up on the mountain, and we started to go up the road that most people go up, and we got partway up there, and you said, "No, this isn't it." And I said, and I kind of knew that too, and I said, "It's over on McLeod side, or do you want to go to the McLeod side?" And I forget exactly the order of things, but we did end up going to the McLeod side. And I couldn't remember how to get up on the mountain on the McLeod side, because it's been a really long time since I had done that. And we went into the Forest Service, and when you saw the map, when you asked to see a map, remember there was a certain place that you went, "That's it, that's the part of it, that's what I've seen." You had been seeing through dreams and inner vision this section that you really didn't know where it was consciously, of some logging roads and some really remote things. And when you saw it on the map, you knew that that was what you had seen, and now it was in context and you could find where it was. Does that kind of thing happen a lot?
That happens a lot. I'll get a spot, which is the only way I can just actually describe it. And 9 times out of 10, I don't have, since I look at maps in my work, I don't have enough detail to actually
know where it
find
is.
Out how to get there. But I know where I need to go. They show me where I need to go. And it's always interesting, even if I don't know why I'm going there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did a particularly powerful meditation there.
You didn't know why you had to go there at the time.
No, I didn't. Yeah. No, I'm so used to that. I never know why I'm supposed to go there. I just go, and when I get there, I find out one way or another. I find out. Sometimes I go there just to speak to somebody. Other times it's to do earth healings. Sometimes it's just to make a connection with somebody that needs to happen in some way, shape, or form. You know, even if it's as simple as going in and meeting somebody and saying hi to them, it's always very strange in that respect, since I don't hardly ever know exactly what I'm supposed to do. I just know, I trust that when I get there, everything will turn out the way it's supposed to be.
Will be revealed,
yeah.
Do any unusual or memorable events come to mind?
No, there's one time.
Stand out up kind of a head and shoulders above some of the other healings.
We were in south central Oregon, south of Bend, and it was I was actually misplaced at the time. I had sat down and decided it would really be more fun to be over here than it would be to where I was supposed to be. But on the way out, I had stopped and actually was in the middle of nowhere, and had started to do what I needed to do, which was which actually was, at that point, raising the vibration of the earth is the best way I can describe it. And the place was probably 30 miles away. Where I was really supposed to be was probably about 30 miles away. And it was broad daylight. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning. And what really surprised me is I was out there doing what I do. And it was like looking at, when I looked in that direction, it was like looking at the lights of a city at night where you can't see this, you can't directly see the lights, but you can see the reflection of the lights in the atmosphere. It was like that. That was particularly powerful. I was duly impressed, actually.
What do you think it was?
I'm not really sure. My impression is that what I was seeing was the psychic energy of what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
which would come across as light. When I have to actually put words to these, sometimes it defies description.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very it's always very interesting. I never know. And that one was probably the most interesting in the aspect, the physical aspect of having more light in the daytime than there normally is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's been other times when I've worked with crystal fields that were actually underwater, and was actually able to feel the interconnectedness out into the ocean, and I can't even tell you how far. To me, it felt like it was, you know, at least as far away from as Hawaii. What it is that the crystal beds are interconnected, and that when you tap into one, you can actually use that as a jump-off point to tap into the others that it's connected to. So in my travels in the past 2 years, I figure I've probably hit a majority of crystal beds on the West Coast. They're not all interconnected together, but clumps of them are connected to each other. And finally, I finally... When I started, I actually didn't really know what I was doing. I just knew that I was supposed to go and play with them. And as I played with groups of them, I finally had the revelation that what I was actually doing was increasing their frequency. And by increasing the...
What method or technique do you do to do this?
Well, I started out with...
Can you describe it?
When I first started, I was actually given the tools. I was given the information, and I had the tools, the crystals I needed to work with in about 2 weeks. And it was the man I bought them from had given me a layout, which worked pretty good, but wasn't quite right. And I played with it a little bit. The technique is... The ancient crystal sits in upright in a grid of the others, and it started out with putting my hands on either side and sort of rocking them back and forth, and projecting into the ancient crystal, and using that as an amplifier to send out a beam, which would be the best way I could describe it. And then I could follow this beam out, and when it hit a crystal bed, the energy was different. It would actually make a connection. know, sort of like radar would be the only way I can adequately describe that. So I could do a sweep and I would find this crystal bed, and the energy would change. It would be a distinct change in energy, and then I could tap into the crystal bed and adjust it mentally. Really, it was all about intent. And the crystals are very happy to work with you. They're actually like friends of mine, and we enjoy each other in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really actually had the chance to sit down and relate that to anybody. For the most part, it's very... I wouldn't think it was stupendously amazing myself, but it's always
very... Well, that's because you do it all the time.
Yeah.
To people that don't do that, it is quite amazing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and the purpose of this is to help the planet as a whole by working with these individual groups of crystalline structures to adjust the frequency of the planet to help it ascend. Isn't that
right?
Correct?
That's correct. So, it's not just about us ascending, it's about everything, Mother Earth and everything that, you know, lives and breathes,
yes,
and is related to her.
All life
all
forms
of us,
on her.
Yeah. All life forms coming along and coming to get, you know, coming ascending at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not exactly at the same rate, but the object is for us humans to bring us and everything else up. Because it won't work if we... It didn't work in Lemuria, where they tried to just take a part of it, and it didn't work. And some of the repercussions of that were felt in Atlantis later. So now we're getting a chance to do it again, but this time we want to take everything with us.
We want to do it correctly.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where the people that you work with come into play. Correct?
Exactly. Yes. It's all about helping them become more of who they really are. The people are... Everybody's locked into this nice 3D little body. You know? And it was never meant to be that way from the get-go. But somewhere along the line, we lost... We put the veil up so we couldn't really tell who we were. You know, and we spent the past eons trying to figure out what God was, when in fact we are all part of it.
Mm-hmm. So we got locked into the density of the third dimension.
Right. And now that's starting to break loose, so that we all have a chance to make that movement. I myself have noticed it here, particularly since the first of the year. It seems like everything's kicked into high gear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier. It's not as hard now to do things as it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's just much, much easier. And it is coming faster and faster. So it's so much easier to play now than it was before.
Uh-huh.
I mean, before we...
And see results.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you work on healing with people, what are some of the various ways that looks like, and what type of results have people experienced?
Well, let me think. Yeah, we've had
Let's start with some of your modalities and how you work with people.
Well, if I had to, actually, for the most part, would say that I would do Reiki, which really is the best context I have for it. It's I personally consider it to be more like working with pure energy.
Yes, because you call it Reiki, but you really don't do Reiki. You're not doing the traditional Reiki, in my opinion. You're doing something on even a higher level than that.
It has become, I've noticed it has become more multidimensional. It's almost like doing healing work and a reading at the same time. It's with the right people, an incredible amount of information comes through that is related late, you know, at the end of the session.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes it's for me, sometimes it's for them. So a lot of times it's actually for both of us, so that we understand the relationship, or I understand the relationship of their healing, and they understand what is being healed. A lot of times you'll go to somebody and they'll do like Reiki on you, and you really don't know
mm-hmm.
what's going on. You know, you just walk away and you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And what I try to do is tap into that and gather the information, and I really don't even have to try to do it, it just happens. And then I can relate it to them so that they have a context for what has just happened. Some people think that they can't see things or hear things or this or that. And so I'm like, I'm the vehicle that in their healing they get to, I can relate those things to them. And hopefully in that there's an empowerment. They get to understand more about themselves and what's been going on and what has been healed in them, so that they have some history of it, and, you know, instead of just being, oh yeah, I went to him and I came away feeling really great. So it's important, at least it's important to me to be able to relate to them what is actually happening,
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing and feeling. And a lot of times when I relate it to it, it actually makes sense to them. You know.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot for a second, because I know how fast you can do these healings and get messages. So what do you think if I give out the phone numbers and people call and you do a little energy run on them?
Cool.
Does that feel good to you?
Yeah, we can do that.
Huh?
Yes, we can do that. That sounds like fun.
Okay. So for everyone listening out there, if you want to call and receive some energy healing from Charles and a little mini reading of what he's getting as he's helping with the healing, the phone numbers to call, these are toll-free numbers. If you live in the United States, you would call 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, your toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And call in, and it'll be a lot of fun. So while we're waiting for people to call in, you just recently did some workshops, I believe. And
oh yeah, I did.
Some new information was revealed.
Yeah, I was. There's a website called Lightworker.com, and Steve Rother, who channels the group, and I've done several workshops with them. It's always really interesting. I keep going to these things. And I keep bumping into the people that I need to connect with. The last one was rather interesting because it was spiritual psychology, and we did little mini readings on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And at the and it's like, okay, you're not supposed to do reading. You're not supposed to have people do readings on you. You're supposed to do readings on people. I got that really clearly. They wouldn't, you know. And actually, I did these two nice ladies in a row, and I got the same spot over in one south of Mount Shasta on both of them, and I got them connected up so they could do whatever they were going to do.
Oh, you saw Mount Shasta again?
Yeah, actually not Mount Shasta, but the lakes below Mount Shasta, to the south of Mount Shasta.
Like Lake Shasta?
Yeah.
Which is about 50 miles south of us.
And one of them, actually, I think, was actually looking at property. The first one was looking at property in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And she, and I thought that's where she needed to be to go look for property. And the second one, actually, when it happened to the second one, who actually lives in Southern California, and she was talking about traveling up to Shasta too, and it was like, oh wow. And it was a little strange for a while because I've never had that where I've had the same spot happen back to back for two different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I connected them up to let them see what was going to happen. Yeah, it's been interesting. Just doing those kind of readings is interesting because it's starting to be more multidimensional, not linear like it used to be. There's it's not like a straight line anymore doing a reading where you start at point A and you go over here. It seems like there's a lot of stuff out on each side that connects into the whole overall picture that's not quite so straightforward, at least for me anymore.
More like a spiral, right?
Yeah, that would be a good description. It's not linear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so. Gosh,
I met a couple, and then a single woman at WESAC. They were both from Southern California. They were both here for the very first time, and they both said, and they were unrelated to each other, and they both said that they were so overwhelmed with the area that they were going to go back to Southern California and move immediately to Mount Shasta. It'd be really funny if that single woman was the woman that you saw coming up here. I don't remember her name, and we shouldn't say it over the air anyway, to keep her privacy intact. But I was thinking, I was just remembering that while you were talking about these seeing the Shasta area for both of these people that you met.
Yeah, I've actually noticed that myself. That the coincidence, I would normally call coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be happening more and more frequently now and closer together. So,
yes. Well, we've known for a long time there are no coincidences, but yeah, it's getting downright freakishly obvious with the interconnectedness of all of us and how we're all coming together and these threads of connectiveness and commonality and are just so apparent and so obvious now.
Yeah.
That happened so much during WESAC, and some of the people that came to my workshop, two of them knew each other from a long time ago and hadn't seen each other in a long time. And not only were they here at the same time for the same reason, but then they discovered that they were in the same hotel in rooms that were next to each other.
Yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
It was just, you know, spirit just put them into so many places at the same time, just to make no mistake that they ran into each other, including being in literally adjoining rooms at the hotel. And one of them, and they live on the other side of the planet from each other.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it was just so funny. And they had known each other years and years and years ago.
Hi.
And hadn't seen each other.
I have a question.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. Who's this?
So you help people figure out what they're supposed to be doing next? That's what it kind of sounded like, the two women that were looking for property or something?
That just kind of happened. It wasn't necessarily what the reason for the reading was, but it came out that way.
Oh, okay. Well, I just found out that I have to move, and this is like the seventh time I've moved in a year, and I'm like, this is enough. I'm just wondering where Spirit wants me to go. I'm wanting to do breath work to do, because I don't know if you know, is there any other way other than breath work to find out past lives? When you have a pact with someone who you know really well in this life, that you're supposed to go on a journey, and you want to do it, but you don't have a memory, and doesn't have the memory. So do you know of it any other way other than doing breath work to remember what something was?
Ah, okay. Try this on. So you're saying that neither of you, you know you've had a past life together, but neither of you knows what it was.
Oh, there was like 15 lifetimes, but this particular one, we're supposed to go on a journey somewhere. A psychic clairvoyant person told us that I knew. And so to do this, we need to remember, and the only way I know that people can do that is to do the breath work. Is there any other way to do it, or is that, what do you have to say on that?
The first thing I'll say is whatever works for you. I don't think breath work is exactly, it'll work, you can use it. I've never tried it, so I can't really tell you about it. My sense is that, yes, you are going on a journey.
So what other ways is there to remember something that you were told about that's very exciting and you want to do it, but that other person needs to remember, too.
Well, there's past life regression, which is a sort of a high level of hypnosis.
Well, he won't do that. There's no way. I know he won't.
Put you back into time and space.
Mm-hmm.
And there's spontaneous memory, and there's a lot of different modalities.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever you are led to and feel the most comfortable doing. But Charles, are you seeing any kind of map or any location that might be where they are to go?
Because they do this holotropic breath work over by the San Francisco area, so I thought maybe I should try to find something over there so I can get into it, so I can start doing something, because I don't know what else to do that I can do to teach this person, because he won't go and do anything else, and I know the only way he would agree to do anything would be if I would do it, you know, with him.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so you are in California then?
I'm in Reno.
Okay. Because I'm actually seeing Central Eastern Oregon, Central Western Oregon, the west side of the mountain, Central Oregon. Is the impression I'm getting.
Interesting.
I actually don't have a map to look at right offhand. I would say if you went up to Bend and then you went due west and went to the other side of the mountains, probably out by I-5, and actually what they're showing me is it's close to I-5. I'm not exactly sure what it's about.
So how would I find that out?
You're seeing, Charles, you're seeing somewhere in Oregon along I-5?
Yeah. Ouch.
How far up from Oregon? I mean, from the California border?
I just happen to have an Atlas sitting on the Oregon.
Because I'm a nanny, I do live in nanny work.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your name?
Marcy.
Marcy?
Mm-hmm.
My impression is that when you and your friend go to this location...
Well, this friend is in a different state, totally.
Well, whatever. When you go to this location that you guys are supposed to go to, the past life will reveal itself to you
because
then.
The past life is actually in South Dakota. That we're supposed to be doing this journey. That's interesting. Hmm. Well, is there a possibility that I should like do a reading with one of you or something that would help bring it clearer or something? Or?
Well, Charles is the map guy and the location guy. I would think that that would be very beneficial to you. Have you found the map yet, Charles?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I would say it's around Eugene somewhere.
Eugene, Oregon. That's what I was thinking, too. I-5 runs right through Eugene.
Yeah.
Impression. Go there and memories will come back from a past life that's in South Dakota? That's interesting.
Well, actually, past life memories can pop up almost any time. It's a matter of finding a trigger. Partly it can be a matter of just finding a trigger. If there's something that causes you to react in a feeling sense that's completely out of proportion for what the feeling should be, then you need to really take a serious look at that, because it could be something you just need to know. It could be related to a past life.
Mm-hmm.
It could be or some event somewhere. That's one of the things that I use as a clue when I bump into something and it causes me to feel all out of proportion for what it ought to be.
Does that mean a person that I'm supposed to move there or just go to that area to experience something?
I would say it go to the area to experience something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it.
I went through
never
that
quite
one time in 81 and was really, really, really sick.
I mean, yeah, that may be it. it may not be exactly pleasant, but it may be that. I'll try this on. It feels like it's an Indian life.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was Native American in South Dakota.
Right.
And he's only a little bit Indian in this lifetime, but I think it's carrying over because he takes it way too seriously. In a way where if it's not Native American, he doesn't want to hear about it. So I don't know if that helps.
Well, okay, so he has a Native American background, then you might be able to get him to do a vision quest.
Oh. Because we met... I met a Native American at WESOC last weekend, and he's in Redding area, so I thought maybe that person might be able to help him or me too. I don't know.
Well, Redding's on I-5 too, on the way to Oregon. So
mm-hmm.
Right.
Might want to do a combination of that.
Okay. Well, I will keep in contact, and thank you so much for your time and.
You're welcome, and let me give everyone Charles's website. We haven't done that yet. It's crystalearthhealer.com. Just type into your browser crystalearthhealer.com,
mm-hmm.
And his website is in the construction mode, but at least his email and phone number and there's various ways to contact him on his website. So
we'll be playing with that more here in the near future, but right now it's a basic way to contact me and get an idea about what I do. It's actually, I can't put enough words in there to actually describe all the stuff that happens with me, so
that's
real basic.
Well, thank you so very much.
Okay, thanks for calling, and good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we've got 15 minutes left. in the show. Let me give the phone numbers again. It'd be really wonderful if someone called and wanted an energy transmission from Charles, because I know that everybody listening would receive that energy as well. So if you're in the United States, the phone number is 877-876-5227. And our Canadian friends can call 888-815-9756. So, what do you want to talk about in the last 14 minutes here, Charles?
14 Mile Hill.
14 Mile Hill?
Yeah, that's a joke. There's actually a hill named a hill on one of the roads out here that's called 14 Mile Hill because it's 14 miles from town.
Right.
I don't know. She had very interesting energy. It's almost like there was a. It's almost like she had a past life in that area as an Indian and may have met a rather untimely death.
Oh, in the Eugene area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one, yeah. And you know, particularly if she didn't, it didn't feel good to her when she went through.
Mm-hmm.
I've encountered that before where people are sensitive to places they died. You know, depending on the kind of death it was.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some tools to share with people when they do encounter an area, when they're out traveling around and all of a sudden reach an area where they do have strange sensations or past life memories that are unpleasant start coming back or just feeling kind of out of sorts or an unusual feeling that's kind of unexplainable? What can people do for themselves in that moment?
I think if you're in a place and it doesn't feel right to you, you still obviously have the choice of, particularly if it's a past life thing, you can stop there and heal it, or you can get out of that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, move on and get away from it so that you're not feeling so ill. And then start to play with it and just let it take you to wherever it was supposed to go. So, you know, since I don't
and when know. You and when you say play with it and let it take you where you're supposed to go, I assume that means meditate and let your mind wander.
Yeah.
Your visions come.
Just sit quietly and let the visions come and just be allow yourself to receive the information, but particularly allow yourself to receive the information for the highest good of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be able to transmute the energy,
right,
from what it was, from the quote negative into the positive, so
right,
then you can let whatever, you know, whatever method works for you, but the object is to transmute that energy and hopefully to understand it. It's not always necessary to understand what happened, the whys or wherefores of it. It's actually much more important to transmute the energy so that it's allowed
exactly
to move on.
Exactly. And of course, my favorite way of of transmutation is using the violet flame and just surrounding. If I were in an area that I felt uncomfortable in, I would, whether it's known to me why I did or not, I would just violet flame that entire area. Hello, sounds like we have someone on the line.
Yes, hi. You were saying something about Charles doing a transmission reading?
Yes.
Did
are
I
up for
that?
Correctly?
Yes, sure.
Good. We just need someone to give him permission to do so. And we have now received permission. Charles, why don't you? We've got 10 minutes before the end of the show. no pressure to do things quickly.
What can we do in 10 minutes? What would you like us to do in 10 minutes?
Well, I've never had a transmission reading before, so how about something typical?
Oh, it takes all the fun out of being non-typical.
Can you give me a couple of options?
Okay, let me think about this for a minute. Where do you live, generally?
I live in Illinois.
Ah, Illinois, so you're over there. You have nice energy, yes.
Well, thanks.
You carry fairy energy, don't you?
Maybe I do. I guess, yeah.
Do you relate to fairies? Do you have an interest in them?
Not in particular. Although I am interested in things that are, invisible or unseen to the naked eye.
Uh-huh.
But they're not necessarily, they're not something you would find around the house kind of things.
No.
It's more of a nature-oriented.
Right.
My sense is it's more nature-oriented. You're actually relatively happy about being outside, maybe doing gardening or something like that.
I work outside a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you carry that. And fairy might be a little too sprightly. It may be more more earthly.
The nature devics.
Yeah.
Nature spirits.
I'd love to visit Findhorn one day.
Findhorn?
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But, let's see, I was having trouble with my audio, so I missed, if you gave much background about the transmission. Waiting for someone else to call in, and then I thought, well, I got to find out about this, so I am sort of stabbing
Charles,
in the dark.
Charles, here's what I had in mind. Remember when I called you, a couple of weeks ago, and I had a horrendous headache?
Right.
And I asked you if you could work on it. And, I was in California, and you were in Arizona, so there was definitely space between us, and you sent some healing energy, and I felt, in a matter of seconds, and by the end of a minute, my headache was totally and completely gone.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of something like that, maybe, for people.
Well, actually, that's what I'm doing. I'm actually working on her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you can feel that, but it seems my impression, what I'm getting is that you could say basically that we're straightening the energy patterns in your back. They're a little blocked and a little crooked. And we're actually sending some energy into your back. It's almost like there's a spot back there that needs a little work on it.
In the lumbar area?
Yeah, lower back.
Yeah, typical, 50-year-old problem.
Maybe on one side more than the other, maybe the right side more than the other. There seems to be some connection to the right leg. There, it's almost like you've fallen down and hurting yourself at one time, maybe.
I've had, some accidents here and there, but I'm in pretty good shape considering everything, but yeah. Can I ask you, how is it that you're seeing this? Are you visualizing it, or is it a nebulous intuit?
I actually sort of see it in one sense and feel
you're
it in another.
You're a visual person, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually I get it almost anyway. Sometimes I'm actually told, sometimes I hear. Mostly I see and feel.
Mm-hmm.
And my sense is that there's a few of the muscles back close to the spine that are sort of knotty. And I can't quite describe it any better than that.
Yeah, well, probably. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and then they're telling me that you may have some strange dreams tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty, well, you know, hey, that would be, I hope, good strange, but
it's all your perception of them, you know.
Yeah, really.
You can make them fun and interesting by just enjoying them and letting them happen and not judging them or going into fear. So many people want to be open and they want to be psychic and they want to see and hear and feel and do all these things, and then when they do see, hear or feel something slightly different than regular old normal 3D, they get all panicky and scared and go, "Ooh, what was that?" And oh, it was, you know. Well, they're starting to see the other dimensions, that which they have asked for all this time. So just let it happen. It's all your perception of and your allowance level as to how much you will see and receive. And,
yeah.
Well, I hope you both see me as fairly open-minded. I'm, you know, kind of an explorer at heart.
Good.
You see that, Charles?
Oh, yeah. Actually, actually what I'm seeing, it's like you were on a straight line journey for a while, and all of a sudden you took this giant step sideways. Something came into your life, and it caused you to go in a completely different direction.
Like swerving off the path or getting back on the path, so to speak?
It could be getting back on the path. It's like something came along. It's like pool. You know, it's like playing a game of pool. You hit the ball, one ball to hit another ball that actually goes somewhere that you didn't expect it to go. It's sort of like that. Something came along and bumped you in some way that pushed you in a little different direction from where you were, what you were actually sort of intending.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. Because
yeah, just plan B. That's how I look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a backup plan.
I'd kind of like to get back to plan A, though, you know, and, well, maybe every little bit helps.
Actually, plan B may end up taking you completely back to plan A, just in a different route.
Well, probably will, eventually. I have taken up plenty of your time, and you're probably needing to wrap up. I thank you again.
Well, thank you for calling.
It's really interesting what you do, Charles. So I'll have to check out your website, and thank you, Troika, for hosting.
Thank you for calling. And you have
you
have a great evening and week and month and year, and call in again sometime.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. We do. We've got a minute and a half, Charles. Where'd that whole hour go?
Oh, man, that
was
faster than I thought it
was.
Yes, we were. I'm actually having fun, yeah. That was most interesting. I hope she got... Yeah, I hope she actually has a nice, restful night tonight.
Yeah. Okay, so let's give everyone your website one more time. It's crystalearthhealer.com. And anyone that goes on to my bbsradio.com page, there's a link to Charles's website there. And a little picture of he took of himself with his cell phone.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And I want to remind people to please go to my website, ascensionstgermain.com. And if they want to buy any of the items I have for sale, if you put the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, into the voucher section, the little voucher box on the first page of the shopping cart, you will get 10% off your entire order just for being a BBS reader, and you can only know about that link if you listen to the show. So, and next week I have Aya, goes by one name, Aya, as my guest, and we will talk about what the Kabbalah says about ascension. So thank you again, Charles, and
thank
have
you.
A good evening and a good night, and thank you, everybody, and until next week, Violet, blessings to you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.